My name is Mr. Arthur Crouch, and I was born on the 11th of February, 1921. Because father used to lose his jobs, and they were Todd Cottages, and so therefore, mother had to go somewhere. She had four of us. She had to go in the workhouse, and father had to, he lost his job, and he'd have to wait until we found another cottage. My sister was born in the workhouse, and I would be 2½ then with my brother Reg, twin brother Reg. We were separated from mother for 4 weeks. She used to see us every 4 weeks, but we could see her when we went out in the morning, because all the women, you'd do the washing outside. There was no washing machines then, of course, and all the women that were in there had to do all the washing and the ironing, and so they did all the washing outside in the tubs with the old board, you know. And if we looked up, and mother always used to look across, and we used to wave that way, but we never saw her, only that time, actually, for a month, you know. And then we went to a school called Britford, which is about a mile and a half from the workhouse. And we used to hold hands and walk on down the footpath and be taken to school. That was my first days of school.
Right.
Yeah, there were separate children for the boys and separate for the girls. And then the parents, they had the place of their own, you see. And my first recollection, when father lost his job at Little Cheerbrook, we were in the workhouse our first time. We walked into this huge place, and my brother Reg, we were shown where we were going to sleep, and that's a huge long corridor with beds either side, with just spring beds. And then we were told to show us where we were. We had to wash and keep ourselves clean, you know. We were washed and then put to bed, and the next morning we got up and went down to the dormitory, and there were a lot more boys and girls all sat around this table, big table, waiting for their breakfast, you see. And it was quite frightening, really, for two of us, you know. We didn't know what was happening. And even the girls were separated from the boys from eating. Because I never saw my sister Iris from the first time we went in to the time when mother collected us to go out again. But anyway, we went down to the dining room and sat there, and of course everybody was looking at us. And then they came in with this big load of porridge, which they dolloped into the old dishes they gave us. And that's why I don't like porridge, because I hated it. It was all lumpy, you know, and I wouldn't eat it. Well, I probably ate some, but you had a slice of bread, and in the middle of the table was a big bowl with liquefied margarine, and you dip your bread in that, and then you put your marmalade on top of that, and that was it. And then you were ready to go to school again. Well, the lady in charge of us was a lady called Mrs. Trihorn. She was a rat bag, she was, I'll tell you. Well, she used to whack you across the head, you know, and that sort of thing, you know. I can't recall how long we were in there the first time, but then mother came down one day and said we were all going out. Up till I was 10, we were in and out of the workhouse. What I do recall is we had a chap called Paul Smith, and you know, you always get when you've got a lot of children together, like you saw in Oliver Twist, you always get a head boy, don't you? Now he was a tartar, he was 14, he was, and mother used to come down once a month. So it must have been in there sometime, quite a few weeks, I suppose. But I remember coming down at one time, brought us a banana and some sweets to see us. And the minute she was gone, we had them taken away from us. by this he had a little gang, you know.
Mm.
And he used to incite us to fight.
Mm.
And I was a pacifist, so I didn't want to know about fighting, but I do recall him egging me on, saying I was a coward to fight this lad, you know, about my age, I suppose. And at the finish, I did fight him, and I smacked him in the nose, and he had a nosebleed, you know. Then, of course, I got hiding for that, of course, from the matron, you know, another trial. And then they tried to... They flung me on the bed without the mattress,
mm.
and put the mattress on top of me,
mm.
and about 8 or 9 boys got on top of me, you know, and I was nearly dying, wasn't I?
Mm.
Well, I always told my mother that when I finally got out of the workhouse and was old enough, if I ever met Paul Smith, I'd kill him, you know, because he did give us a dog. There's no doubt about it.
Mm.
Then there was the Snook family.
Mm.
I think there was about 3 Snooks in there, and their mother used to grow up, and they were up there watching with my mother, you know.
Mm.
One of the things I remember, one day, because my sister had hair that went down here,
mm.
and that was her father's pride and joy, and I know... one day she went in, and then when we saw her next time, they cut it all off. You know.
Mm.
It was a hard life, but it hasn't done me a lot of harm. I don't think I've got as far as I am, I suppose. You know, I learned to appreciate things.
Yeah.